Country Pub FM. Calling everyone to order for today's Almanac. Today, Wednesday, September 6th. 249th day of the year. I'm pretty much Phil Vass. I'm pretty sure Phil Vassar pretty much called you the Barbara Walters of radio, commenting on your interviewing prowess.
Yes, that was nice.
It was very nice of him to do that.
Yes.
He didn't have to do that.
No.
That's very nice. Coming to us from Nashville this morning.
Yeah, he said he was sitting out on his patio, having a cup of coffee. So it enjoyable start to the day there.
1522, everybody loves Magellan. Magellan, one of everybody's favorite explorers. And one of his five ships, that's how treacherous of a trip that is to try and circumnavigate the world. Only one of Ferdinand Magellan's five ships returned to Spain, completing the first successful circumnavigation of the world. Only 15 of the original 265 sailors survived the journey. Magellan himself did not survive. He did not see it to fruition, sadly. But he does have the straits named after him. Magellan. There's other things. Yes. I think there's one of their space explorer ships that they sent out.
Yeah,
one of their probes was Magellan. So
his legacy lives on.
His legacy is safe, even though he didn't survive. 1620, pilgrims also set sail. Speaking of doing some exploring, they were heading to the New World. They were looking for a new life. They were looking to leave religious persecution. So they left from Plymouth, England on the Mayflower to settle in the New World. We thank them because we have the belt-buckled hats because of them.
Right on.
And we have Thanksgiving because of them. We have turkey and stuffing because of the pilgrims. We really do appreciate that. 1901, President William McKinley shot. He was attending the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. He died 8 days later.
Leon, what was that guy's name?
Leon Sphinx.
No, it was Glocos or something like that. He walked right up to him to shake his hand and had a gun covered by a handkerchief and shot him at close range.
Awful security.
Yeah.
You know, if that happens today, he probably survives because of modern medicine.
Right.
Because he died 8 days later, they probably wouldn't be able to find a way to save him.
Gangrene had set in.
Well, that's what happens.
That's never good. No.
1927.
He was a good president. He had done a lot of good things in a short amount of time for our country.
Yeah, but they're taking the mountain away from him. You know, because they're not, it's Denali now. I still call it McKinley, and it will ever, forever be McKinley to me.
Right,
but now
they're
calling it Denali.
Then Teddy Roosevelt, of course, took over. Love it.
Harlem Globetrotters established on this date, 1927. They didn't do just exhibitions early on. I mean, they were a real professional basketball team that would go out and play. 1927, 1943, the youngest player ever to appear in an American League baseball game. And he was, up to that point, the youngest player to appear in any Major League Baseball game. Carl Scheib of the Philadelphia Athletics. He was 16 years, 8 months, and 5 days old. Could you imagine that? 16 years old and you're in the majors?
I remember, was it Joe Nuxall or someone who was 17?
Nuxall for the Reds was younger than that even the next year when he debuted for the Reds. But that was in the National League.
Okay.
Carl Scheib still remains the youngest player in the American League.
Interesting.
At only 16 years. He had a decent career, too. He just wasn't a flash in the pan, I guess, 10 or 11 years for Carl Scheib.
Very nice.
1952, Montreal is where we are at here in 1952. Canadian television. It's the CBC now. But Canadian television began broadcasting. And their first broadcast, they started with 24 Hours of Bob and Doug McKenzie, 1952. 1959, the Mattel Toy Corporation sold the first Barbie doll, and they have sold since over a billion Barbie dolls. They have them of all ethnicities and sizes and waists and bust sizes and hip sizes. They come in all sizes, colors.
Right.
And named after somebody's daughter, right?
Yes.
Person who developed it or came up with the idea, which I believe was a stolen idea from somewhere else. But
happy birthday, Barbie.
Barbie, 1959. 1975, Martina Navratilova requested political asylum.
Oh, yeah.
She was from Czechoslovakia, but she didn't like the German rule. Nikolai Ceausescu and others. wasn't all that great in Czechoslovakia. So she was in New York for the U.S. Open. She started her career playing, you know, as a Czech, and then she came to the U.S., became a citizen, and then played under the flag of the United States the rest of her career. And she won a few titles.
Yes, she
did. Martina Navratilova. You know what she's doing now? She's touring during her John Denver tribute show. Martina Navratilova, 1975, 1983, Soviet Union took responsibility. Now, remember the Soviet Union shot down that Korean Airlines commuter flight?
Yes.
Soviet Union took responsibility for that, saying the pilots did not know their target was a civilian flight. Those are pilots that need help if they can't tell the difference. And who knows how far they were, heat-seeking missiles, whatnot. But they claim that they did not know that it was a civilian flight. Hundreds of people died.
It's pretty thin.
In that tragedy.
Pretty thin.
1991, the name of Russia's second largest city. You know, communism had fallen.
Right.
So there was no need to have a city named Leningrad anymore after Nikolai Lenin. So they switched it back to St. Petersburg. Peter the Great.
Sure.
That was 1991 that happened. It was on this day, 1992, a 35-year-old man died 10 weeks after receiving a transplanted baboon liver.
Hey.
It was found out the baboon liked his scotch, so it wasn't the best liver. So they didn't choose very wisely when it came to what liver to use. They found a scotch-drinking baboon, unfortunately, 1992. 1995, this date.
This game with the Angels trailing is now in the books. And let it be said that number 8, Cal Ripken Jr., has reached the unreachable star.
First man to greet Cal Ripken coming off the field. That game became official on this date. First man to greet him, Scott Erickson, the former Twin, who was with the Orioles at this point. Got Scott Klingenbeck in return. Remember that trade?
Yes,
Scott Erickson to the Orioles?
Sure.
Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken played in his 2,131st consecutive game, breaking Lou Gehrig's record in Baltimore on this date, 1995.
A new Iron Horse.
New Iron Horse, and that's probably a record that will not be broken.
Yep.
Not in this day of bilateral leg weakness and tweaked obliques and sitting out for general soreness.
Right on.
These days. 1997.
Not going to happen.
Goodbye, those roses. May you ever grow in our hearts.
Elton John singing at Princess Diana's funeral. This date in London, 1997.
So good.
And 10 years ago, we lost one of the great opera singers of all time. He's one of the three tenors. There's this guy, Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo. I'm much more of a Placido Domingo guy. And then the third one, I can never remember his name. Luciano Pavarotti was 71. Today he had been battling pancreatic cancer,
that
which is
a tough one to battle.
A very fierce form of cancer, as many people know. 2007 is when that happened. Happy birthdays today for this September 6th. Joanne Worley, remember?
Oh, sure.
There she is from Laugh-In. Good in Laugh-In.
Yes, she was hilarious. Boisterous.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think she was also a spokesperson for Kleenex.
She might have
and
been.
Various other laundry detergents. Joanne Worley.
She was in some movies, too, right?
And she was on Hollywood Squares and Match Game and some of those good things.
Sure.
She's still going strong. She is 80. Ark, happy birthday to him. You know, he has two different catalogs of music. He has one that we play on the radio that were hits, and then he's got some that are pretty salty.
Yes.
Ones that you wouldn't play on the radio.
Nope.
Or you wouldn't play in front of your kids.
Nope.
David Allen Coe, DAC. He is 78.
We don't need no education.
No, we don't. Roger Waters, famous from Pink Floyd.
We don't need no thought control.
Were you in need of thought control when this song came out, or other Pink Floyd songs of the 70s?
Remember them well.
Roger Waters, 74 today. Swoozie Kurtz, the redhead She was the opposing lawyer in the Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar.
Oh, sure.
And she also plays Molly's mother on Mike and Molly. Joyce. She's Joyce, the wine-drinking mother of Molly on Mike and Molly. Swoozy Kurt, 73 today. Jane Curtin. There she is on SNL, Jane Curtin. She was Kate and Allie, too.
Sure.
And has appeared on Third Rock from the Sun, SNL. She is 70 today.
Very skilled.
The drummer from Sawyer Brown. You would know because you know everything about these country bands. Joe Smith or Joe Smythe?
Smith.
It is Smith.
I believe
there is
Smith.
A Y in there.
Yeah.
So
I still think it's Smith.
Because Patty Smythe.
Right.
Remember, there's a Patty Smythe, and she spells her name like that. He is 60 today. Happy birthday, Sawyer Brown. They were just here in Rogers.
Yes, they were.
Rockin' Rogers days.
If I do recall.
I did. I don't remember it.
If you have a complete set of salad bowls and they all say Cool Whip on the side, you might be a redneck. If you take your dog for a walk and you both use the tree at the corner.
Jeff Foxworthy, he's 59. He's done and made a nice life for himself.
Sure has.
With that whole you're not a redneck thing. And it's hard not to like that.
It's very good. And Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader did a great job.
He had his own show.
We've interviewed him here a couple of times. He's a great guy.
He used to host the Countdown show.
Yeah, yes. And I saw him and Larry the Cable Guy. In Minneapolis here about a year ago. It was great. They filmed it for Netflix. I guess I'm in the
I'm going to have
show.
To check that out because I have Netflix.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard several people tell me they saw me.
And I won't be watching it for Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy. I'll be watching it for Neil Freeman. Yeah. So he can make his appearance. Same reason why I watched that movie.
Right.
The Long Journey, or what was the name of that again? The cross-country journey with a father and a daughter going to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
With you on the radio.
I'm on the radio, yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy, 59.
Flipper?
No, it kind of sounds like Flipper. It's the guy that does all those sound effects from the Police Academy movies.
Oh, yes, yes.
His name is Michael Winslow, 59 today. And I think he was in all of them. Because, well, he didn't charge a whole lot. He wasn't a well-known actor, but he did the voices. I think that was the best thing that he did. So he was always cheap. You know, once you got to Police Academy 19, he was still in it.
Wow.
Michael Winslow, 59.
That's aggressive.
You've heard of Chris Christie?
I have.
He's a big fella.
He's
governor of New York.
He shops in the Husky section.
He does. Uh-huh. He does. And, you know, he's wanted to be president. He was kind of Donald Trump's right-hand man. And then kind of just faded away a little bit as far as the Trump administration.
Right.
Chris Christie is 55 today. I don't think we've heard the last of Chris Christie.
No, I don't think so.
Another one of our core artists, Mark Chestnut, 54. Neil, let's go to the local concert update desk. Where's Mark Chestnut going to be soon? He's at the Medina coming
October
up, right?
6th with the Devin Worley Band. Yes, Medina Entertainment Center. Mark Chestnut, be there.
All right, thank you. Mark Chestnut, happy birthday, 54. Rosie Perez.
Oh, Billy, you're so stupid. You should have said I love you infinity plus infinity.
She was in, shacking up there with Woody Harrelson in White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, Woody did well there.
53 today. She's been in some other things as well. Oh, Rosie Perez, happy birthday, 53. Idris Elba, who is in Thor. He's the guy who guards the time travel bridge, something frost or whatever it is. I can't remember what it was.
Yep.
But that's in Thor. He's Idris Elba. He was also just recently in there's The Dark Tower was the most recent movie that he did that was out. Idris Elba, 45. One hit wonder from the early to mid 90s. The group was called The Cardigans. Pretend that you love me. Named after sweaters. Just say that you need me. Nina Pearson, the lead singer from the Cardigans, happy birthday, 43. And Pippa Middleton, who is the sister of Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Right.
Pippa Middleton is 34. And we should offer some money to somebody who's going to name somebody. No, let's not. Because somebody's probably going to name somebody Pippa.
Pippa is probably going to happen.
So we can't put our money where our mouth is on that one.
All right, let's go to the gone but not forgotten list. Astronomer James Melville Gillis was born on this day, 1811. He's the guy who founded the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., which was nice work there. Physiologist John McLeod, he was born on 1876. He's the guy credited with discovering insulin. And for those of us diabetic, that was a good discovery. 1876. He was in many, many shows, many movies. Longtime actor Otto Kruger, born in this day, 1885. I remember him as the judge in High Noon.
Yes, he was.
He was encouraging. He said, "Will Kane, you should get out of town because you're going to face some trouble here." And he didn't get out of town, and he gunned down the bad guys. That's Otto Kruger, 1885. He was the patriarch of the Kennedy family. He was also the former U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. Joseph P. Kennedy was born in this day, 1888. Father to John, Robert, and Ted Kennedy, and some other brothers and sisters, or sisters. Joseph P. Kennedy, 1888. Do you remember ABC News radio journalist Morgan Beatty?
Forgot about him.
I forgot about him. I do just vaguely
great
remember
though,
the old...
I've heard he's very similar to you as far as being a great interviewer.
There you go. He anchored...
You're a horrible interviewee.
Yeah, that is true.
But...
He anchored the Dumont Evening News when everything had a sponsor on the radio. That was 1902. And one more Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Jimmy Reed, some may know. 1925. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You forgot one.
I'm country fried. I like my chicken fried.
Wasn't on my list.
How'd you forget this guy?
Walk barefooted through the countryside. Well, I'm country folk.
Mel McDaniel, born on this date, 1942.
How did he not make my list?
I don't know. My staff is better than your staff.
Well,
I mean, that is...
I
fire a lot more, but I get a lot better quality.
Well,
yours look like a...
Heads are going to roll.
Cadet review.
Yeah.
I don't know where you get yours. You get yours from the county.
Renegades, Rebels, and
out
Rogues.
Out of the jail.
Is what I hire.
From the jail. They're trustees. What are they sentenced to serve? You get the sentenced to serve crowd.
Nice. I wonder why all my people have the bright yellow green vests.
I like my chicken fried.
Just listen to this song.
I like to walk barefooted through the countryside.
Mel was fantastic. We love him.
All right, he's gone, but not forgotten. The Almanac brought to you by
Kurt Weirs over at United Country Realty in Annandale. Thank you, Kurt, for your support of the Bob Almanac.
All right, back into the music at 8:53. Again, the live all-request lunch hour today. Legion in Richfield. Details coming up now. John Anderson, Bob FM.